Welcome, everybody. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Ridges Estates Infrastructure Financing District this Tuesday, May 27, 2025, at 10 a.m. Let's do a quick roll call for purposes of our audio recording. My name is Tom Jolly, and I am District Counsel.
My name is Alyssa Clayton. I am District Counsel Paralegal.
David Kilpak. I'm Chair of the District Council.
Ryan, you want to introduce yourself?
Sorry, Ryan Tidwell. Am I secretary or vice chair?
Vice
I don't remember.
Vice chair.
Vice chair.
Vice chair. Thank you.
Adam Daly with Gilmore Bell, bond counsel to the district.
And David Hutchison with CLA.
Thanks, everybody. We do have Mac Jensen on his way into the meeting, so we'll note that for the record that he when he gets here. We're just going to follow our agenda today. We have no preliminary action items. We're going to go to our first consent item, which is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting, which was held on May 14, 2025. Hey, Mac, how you doing? Welcome. So for the record, Mac Jensen is now present at the board meeting. And we are approving the draft minutes of the May 14, 2025 board meeting. You guys should have received those in your packet. Just going to open it up to see if you have any questions.
No questions.
No, none
okay.
For me either.
Okay, great. Do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the May 14th, 2025 board meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Do we have a second?
I second it.
So a motion made by Ryan Tidwell with a second. Kilpak. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're going to move to our public hearing portion of the meeting to comment on the amended tentative operating capital budget, which was adopted on May 14th, 2025, which is being proposed to be adopted as the final budget for calendar year 2025. So do we have a motion to conduct the public hearing portion of the meeting?
I motion to conduct the public portion of the hearing.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. We have the motion by Mac Jensen with the second by Dave Kilpak. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. The public hearing portion is now open for comment and questions. For the record, there is no one participating here in person at the offices of York Hall for the hearing. And I do not see anybody logging into the Zoom link for purposes of commenting on the amended budget. So given that no members of the public are here, do we have a motion to close the portion of the public meeting portion of the meeting and to move to our action items?
I motion to close the public portion of our hearing.
Do we have a second?
Second.
A motion by Mac Jensen, second by Dave Kilpak. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks. Motion passes unanimously. Public hearing portion of the meeting is now closed. So let's move into our action items. The first action item is consider adopting resolution 2025-02. This is a resolution adopting the final amended budget for the calendar year. As the board recalls, we did adopt the amended budget on the tentative budget on May 14th, 2025. And we have Dave Hutchinson here from CLA to go over any questions the board may have on the amended budget.
Okay, I'll just share my screen real quick and open it up for any questions. We didn't have any any changes from the tentative budget that was presented last week. But yeah, high level $31,500 in developer advance to cover the expenses in the general fund. And then we had interest income in the debt service, 20,000 transfers, 8,400,000 and then bond interest payment, $890,000. And then in the capital projects fund, we had the 32.57 million of bond issuance proceeds, interest income 35,000, and acceptance reimbursable cost 5 million, along with the reimbursable cost, accepted cost, and then bond issuance cost of 951,400, and then engineering 12,500. So. Were there any questions that you guys wanted to look at or comments, anything
that you... David, I'll just mention, I mentioned this to Tom before the meeting, just this weekend, I got an updated schedule of draws from Hatco Construction. And so we will likely have to amend this towards the end of the year as we get closer. We've got them on a very expedited schedule. So they're going to be hitting this hard with double crews, and so we'll, in order to get this thing done by next summer, we've got to really step on it. So just giving you a heads up, but I think for now, this is great. And we'll just update it when we have that finalized a little better. We're doing some value engineering as well on the project right now. So as that happens, we'll...
My recommendation would be that in our December, our November and December meetings, when we're going, are preparing the 2026 budget, that we do all of that together, and where we have a lot better picture, and then we can make those updates.
Great. We'll plan on it. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody. Do we have any other questions from the board?
No.
Okay. Do we have a motion approved? Approving the final amended budget for Ridges Estates Infrastructure Financing District for 2025.
I move that we approve the financing district budget for 2025.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
So we have a motion by Dave Kilpak with a second by Ryan Tidwell. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, well, we... do not have anything listed on the administrative non-action items. So I'll just open it up real quick to the board, see if there's something that the board wants to raise that are non-action items.
I don't think so. I think we're all up to speed on where we are. Unless Ryan, do you have any questions you might?
I do not. No.
Okay, great. Well, then I think we are ready to have a motion to adjourn. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I motion that we adjourn.
Second.
I second.
So motion made by Mac Jensen, second by Dave Kilpak. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yeah.
Aye.
Thanks. Motion passes unanimously. We stand adjourned, look forward.